All right, let's get into this morning's teaching. This morning I want to talk to you in this year of Love Does. Love Does. God's story, your story. God's story, your story. If you have your outline with you, open that up. Does anybody not have an outline this morning? Do we miss someone at all? Because you're going to need this. This is an important piece today. Okay? Ushers, can you help us, please? We have the Coxes over here. And the reason this is so important is because there's a piece of paper inside your program that we're going to refer to at the end of the message that's really critical to what we're doing today. So please raise your hand if you didn't get a program, and Willis is on point to serve you. In the middle here as well. Okay, keep your hand up. Don't be bashful. And we'll make sure you get yours. Thanks, guys. Stories. Everything is a story. Think about it for a moment. All history is a story. It's past. It can be told. It can be recited. Back in the day, the stories were passed down verbally. And then as civilizations began to write, they were passed down in written form. And then as our technology has grown, now we pass them down even in movie form and in electronic form. But it's all about stories. The stories of life. Time creates a storyline. We are a living story. Every single one of you, if you had the ability or the motivation, could sit down and write the story of your life. For some of you, you may think, well, it's not very exciting, but it's your story. For others of you, there's been some crazy times in your story, but it's yours. And none is exactly the same. All of our stories are different. All of our histories are different. And all of our futures are different. Think about your story for a minute. What happened to you? What happened in your life up until this day, January 8th, 2017? What made you who you are? What circumstances happened to make you the person you are today? A lot of us have some scars from our story. Most of us have some degree of happiness in our story. But there's usually both in life. The knocks that we take and the joys that we experience. The ups and the downs. The twists and the turns. And really, when you watch a movie, it's those things that make the story really interesting. You watch a film and there's always the protagonist or the key character. And then there's the introduction of some kind of tension or a problem. And then the overcoming of that. And the movies or the stories that we like a lot are the ones that turn out well. They don't always, though. What happened to you? What's your story? All of life is a story. Well, what are the stories that have changed your life? My mind goes crazy thinking about all of them. Going even back to ancient of times with a writer named Aesop. You remember Aesop's fables, right? We still refer to them today. The tortoise and the hare. Patience is better than the quick sprint. We think about the boy who cried wolf. When you lie, it tends to turn on you. One of the ones I still use a lot today is the emperor's new clothes. Remember that one where the emperor was naked, but they made him think that he had clothes on? And I refer to that often in regard to a culture that sometimes tries to make something appear different than what it really is. It's kind of weird to admit this to you, but there's one story, and I don't even know if my wife knows this, but that I refer in my mind to this story often, even today. Does that picture ring a bell to anybody? Remember the little engine that could? Who read that story as a kid? What's the tagline? I think I can. I know I can. I think I can. I know I can. And you got to say it in the cadence of a choo-choo engine, right? As he's climbing up the hill. I still say that to myself. If I'm doing something or I'm working out, or I'm doing something that requires energy, that mantra spins in my head. And I haven't opened the pages of this book since I was in elementary school. But it's in my brain. For some of you, the stories that have been a part of your upbringing, maybe it's this story. Is this thing ever going to end? How many saw the first episode in the theater back in the 70s? Okay, a lot of us did. And a lot of you are going, when was that? When were the 70s? I don't even know. I was there. saw the first episode, and we just saw the latest one a couple of weeks ago. This thing goes on and on. But you know what? Very truthfully, this story has affected a culture. It really has affected an entire culture. That there are those that don't know what life is like without these characters. Or this one. I don't know this one as well. It's kind of the newer deal, but it's a story that's affected people. Made J.K. Rowling a multi-billionaire. How did that happen? She had a story in her mind, and she wrote it down. It came out of her imagination. One of my favorites still, even after 1,900 of them, is this guy. I still like that guy. And some of you are going, who's that? I don't know who that is. Ask somebody with silver hair next to you, and they'll tell you, they'll fill you all about it. I still like this guy. Stories entertain us. Stories move us. Stories challenge us. The ones I like best, though, are the true stories. Because it's not just imagination. This happened. Some of them are sober and gut-wrenching. Maybe a story like this. Of a courageous man who went against the tide to save lives. Maybe on a lesser degree of intensity, but still, a touching of a heart is a story like a family who just took somebody in and loved somebody. A real story. And they changed a life with kindness. Maybe a story with a great miracle in space. With Tom Hanks as the hero. And maybe a story like that with, again, Tom Hanks as the hero. And then maybe another story like this with Tom Hanks as the hero. Where would our life be without Tom Hanks? I don't know. We may not have a history without this guy in our life. Jesus taught in stories a lot, didn't he? Probably the most loved parts of the scripture, and I'm just generalizing, but possibly the most loved portions of the scripture are Jesus' stories. The story of the prodigal son. The story of the good Samaritan. He taught in stories. Why would he do that? Because we remember them. They move us. They challenge us. They get inside of us and they change our life. Stories are powerful. But you know, there's a story that's more powerful than any of the stories I've listed. More powerful than Star Wars. More powerful than Harry Potter. And there's a hero greater than Tom Hanks. You know what the story is that's most powerful? Your story. Your story. And you say, well, Pastor, I don't quite get that. Well, he says it's your story based on his story. God has a story. Began in Genesis when it said, in the beginning, God. And then we began to realize that even before in the beginning, God happened, there was God pre-existent for eternity before that. It all starts with him. And as God made man and then lived with us and we fell away from him and as he's bringing back to us again, there's a story of God's redemptive power that's why we're here. To not only live the story, but to tell the story of God's infinite grace and God's power. The story that you live, the story that is yours, we often call it your testimony. Your testimony. The story of your life. The story of what happened to you when you went into that, had that collision with God. And you came out different. You came out changed. Here's what the Bible says. Revelation chapter 12, it says this. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. Now has come that. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. How did that happen? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their what? Their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink back from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. The blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. And those two gave the courage to not even fear death. This is powerful stuff. What happened as a result of the work of the blood of the Lamb on the cross and that life-changing power in people and their testimony. What happened? You know what happened? The accuser got cast down. Amen. How did you come to know Jesus Christ? Through the story of the Lord God. Through the story of Jesus gone to a cross. And quite possibly through the story of a friend. And when that happened, the accuser was cast down in your life. And now you live a life of strength. You live a life of power. You live a life that's got purpose and fulfillment. And you're looking forward to seeing Jesus one day face to face. That's powerful. And it happened by the story. Let's look at story a little bit deeper. Four outcomes of God's story and our story as they come together. One is salvation. You are here today because of the story. That's what we have as a result of God's amazing work. There's power. Not just saved for the mundane, but saved to have power and the power of the life change. You are not the same people we used to be, right? At least I hope that's the case. I hope that as a result of your knowledge and your relationship with Jesus Christ, every day you're different. Every day you draw closer. Every day you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12 says. There's the kingdom of God. We are living in the kingdom of God right now. Oh, the kingdom is coming, but the kingdom is present. Isn't that awesome? The kingdom is now. It's as good as done. It's here. But it's future as well. The now and the not yet. We live in that. And the kingdom of God has happened, not only in our lives, but through our lives to other people. And there's the authority over the accuser. Because of the story of the risen Christ, you have authority over the accuser, over every temptation, over everything that would come against you. You can take authority because of the story. And there's actually a fifth outcome, and that is the end of that passage when it says, and let the heavens rejoice. You might want to write that underneath number four. But rejoicing happens as a result of the story. Wouldn't it be awesome to, maybe we could take a service sometime and just tell stories. This is what God did for me, and let us rejoice. That's the power of your story. Living the story versus telling the story. A lot of us say, well, yeah, I live mine. I live my story. But you know, there needs to be the telling of it. What would happen if George Lucas never decided to tell his story? Well, for some of you say, well, we'd be better off because we wouldn't have that annoying music all the time in my head or that annoying storyline. No, we would be lesser. It's a great story. What would happen if you never told it? What would happen if the great writers never told their stories? How we would be missing that amazing literature. And a lot of the true stories in our life we would have never known happened if somebody didn't bother to write it down and to tell it. Your story is the story of God giving you life. That's your story if you're a Christian this morning. God gave you that. Think about your story. Where were you when you met before you met Jesus? What happened in your life that made you finally submit to Jesus' lordship? What was it that turned you? Were you so desperate? Were you so empty? Were you so confused? Were you so lost? Were you so just knowing that there was got to be something more? Your story. Your story is given those that know you life. Those that know you, those that are in your circle, when you became a Christian, they noticed a difference, didn't they? For some of them, they probably didn't like it. Oh man, you were more fun before. Let's go out and party. Let's go to the club. Let's go to the bar. Let's do this. Let's do that. Yeah, you're different now. So for some, it affected them in a different way. For others, what do you have? I want what you have. People will either be bitter or better as a result of your story. Some will turn away. Some will gravitate toward. But there will be change in the people near you. But you know what? There's something bigger. Telling your story can give countless people life. Telling your story can spread. And as your story is put out there, people can begin to realize, wow, God is a life changer. God is real. God transforms people. And I've heard about this person. I read about this person. There's a person I know, a person at my church. Your story can change lives. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. It's just that a lot of us don't ever tell it. We keep it inside, or we just think, oh, nobody wants to know. It's not that big a deal. It is a big deal. It's life change. The reach of your story. How far can it reach? Your story encourages people. One of my favorite Sundays of the year is Teen Challenge Sunday. We just had it in November at Thanksgiving. We always have it at the same time. I love hearing the stories of life change. I get encouraged every time. I love hearing your story. When I meet someone for the first time in our church, I usually like to sit down and say, how'd you meet Jesus? Because I get encouraged by your story. Wow, God is way bigger than I thought. He was doing things way bigger than I thought. It's amazing. Your story gives people faith. When you tell your story, you don't realize that those same people were struggling with the same things that you were struggling with, and you were able to overcome by the power of God, and now they can overcome too, and you fill them with faith. When you tell your story gives people hope. When they hear about just how much of a struggle you had in your life and how hard it was and how difficult your life was, but yet God in His power helped you to overcome, that gives people hope that their life isn't hopeless, that they can overcome in Jesus too. You can fill people by telling your story. Your story moves people to action. When people hear about what you went through or what you're doing in your life, the efforts that you're putting out, the steps that you're taking, it encourages others. That's the most encouraging thing for people. Did you know that? When somebody sees someone doing something and they can say, yeah, me too. Doesn't matter what it is. Who's doing it? Oh, really? Okay, I'll go. I'll try that. I'll take a shot on that. We get a little nervous when it's by ourselves. But your story encourages other people. Maybe you've been nervous about telling your story or shy. I want to show you a couple of videos about people who told their story and it changed somebody's life. Teresa, run that first video, would you?
I'm John Swearingen. Our pastor's wife called me down to the church one day, into the bottom of the church where we were talking, and she had a lady there that asked me to see me, and so I talked to her, and she put her arms around me and said that she was glad to meet me, that my story in the book had saved her life, and she just cried and cried. It was something that was very moving to me. I was just glad that I was available to talk to her.
You don't know that man. I don't know that man. What I know is that his story, in his words, saved the life of somebody else. Say, Pastor, where are you going with all this? If you look in your bulletin, there's a page that says Testimony Survey. Okay, this year, in the year of Love Does, the very first thing we want to do is to tell our story. I've been in acquaintance with a ministry called Good Catch Publishing. What Good Catch Publishing does is it partners with local churches to help them tell their story. And we're going to do that this year. How powerful to have the compilation of stories from Abundant Life people spread all over the city for the purpose of life change. You notice that the gentleman in the video mentioned, she read my story in the book. What book is he talking about? A book like this. Just like this. One that we're going to write this year. And today's the first step. Let me show you one more video. Teresa, would you run that second video?
Well, our son got involved with drugs and alcohol and has become addicted to all kinds of things. and we've actually been sharing with our banker. They brought over a book for us to read, Hidden in the Shadows, and in less than 48 hours, four people have read the book, and Jesus. And our son, who has been raised in church, lost hope, lost everything, and read the book and said it's the first time in a long time that he had hope for his future. That's awesome.
Amen. And so what's he planning on doing?
He starts Dream Center on the 8th.
We're going to tell our story this year. Those are just two videos of testimonies in regard to this project. Okay, so tell me about the project, Pastor. That's what I'm going to do. What we're going to do this year is this series of things. We're going to write our life story in a format that's professional, that's nice, that's readable. And how it works is this. Today, we have the opportunity to fill out a survey. You can take that piece of paper out. It's right here. Okay, take it out of your bulletins, would you? Hold it in your hand. And that's step number one, is to take a survey of all those who would potentially like their story to be written. We're going to gather all those pieces of paper in this morning, and I'll walk you through the paper in just a second. We're going to gather them together, and then myself and some of the staff will choose 10 of all those submitted. Now, it won't be their story's better than my story. How come their story got printed, my story didn't get printed? Well, if you look on that sheet, there's lots of different life situations that happen. And we don't want, say, 10 stories of people who were all alcoholics, for instance. We want to have different kinds of stories so that we can touch as many different kinds of people as possible. So we'll go through those stories, submit 10 of them. Good Catch Publishing then will choose 7 of those 10. And then they have a full staff of professional writers. And they will interview you. They'll call you on the phone. They'll begin an interview process. And then they will actually, in a professional way, write your story for you. We'll begin to compile those stories and work through the artwork, work through designing the book, and so on. And then on June 4th, this is going to take about 6 months to happen. On June 4th, one of their representatives will be here for a launch Sunday. On that launch Sunday, we'll have a couple of hundred books available to us, but we'll also be taking sponsorships for getting our story out into the community. For example, and I'm not sure of the price exactly this morning, but let's say, for example, each book would be a $10 sponsorship. So if my wife and I would say we want to sponsor 10 books, we would say on a monthly basis we're going to contribute $100. And whatever we do as a church, that's the amount of books that we're going to have sent to residences in our city. So that every single month, maybe 10, 50, 100, 200, I don't know how many books we'll sponsor, will go out to homes every single month. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that with the cross and the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony pulls down strongholds. And we want to see the strongholds pulled down in people's lives all over our area. Not only does the book get distributed the first time, but for the next 3 months, every one of those homes gets an individual touch by postcard. How you doing? Did you read the book? Want to invite you to Abundant Life? And so with each sponsorship comes 4 touches to every single home. And the statistics say that each book gets read on average 4 to 5 times. So we'll multiply that. When you get it's easy to toss away a piece of paper. I don't know about you. When I get a book in my hand, I don't usually throw it away. It's just weird throwing away books. But I will pass it on. And I'll maybe leave it at a library. But I'll pass it on. That's what people do with books. And how wonderful to have our story, our abundant life story, the stories of each of us in book form. And then we'll let the thing perpetuate as we go. Well, this is our first step. Pull out the piece of paper, would you? And I want to read this through. And then we're going to actually fill out the form this morning. Okay? We've been instructed by Good Catch, don't let the people take the surveys home because they never bring them back. So we're going to do it now, right here. But let me read it to you. Because we know that Jesus has worked in amazing ways in the life of our congregation. And we want to tell the world. Is that true? It's true. I know you people. He's worked amazingly in this body. If you would be willing for a professional writer from Good Catch Publishing to interview you and write the story of how Jesus Christ has changed your life, please check as many boxes as apply to your story down below. Then write a few sentences about how God's power, protection, or provision in your life. About God's power, protection, and provision. Remember, the star of the story is Jesus. So be sure to tell us why he made the difference when facing the below challenges and trials. We may give you a call for an interview, and your story might even appear in our upcoming book. Note, because of the sensitive nature of most testimonies, all Good Catch Publishing stories use alias names unless their stories are simply inspirational and or do not in any way malign any person or party. So in other words, if you don't want your name to be printed, it won't be printed. They'll use an alias. And maybe your story is so sensitive and involves other people that it would be rather embarrassing or even damaging to someone if you use names. So we won't do that unless you request that you want your name used. A list is there of all the things that possibly could have happened in your life. What's missing here, and you might find it in the halfway down, it says other, that every believer has a God story, write yours below. That when I read this list, this is a lot of problems. A lot of you may not have experienced those problems, but your story is still dynamic. Maybe some of you were doing great, making money, living large, having a great life, but you just realized that all of those things weren't enough. And that's not listed here. I want to hear about that too, because that's the community in which we live in. We live in an area where lots of people, their lives are pretty great, but they're empty inside and they don't know how to fill that void. So even if you're not, don't find your life situation in one of those squares, write in yours. We want to know about that. And then below, it says there's a line for what your testimony was about. And then you need to fill out the information so that there can be some contact. Does that make sense to everyone? Is that clear? Okay, I know this is kind of weird for Sunday morning, but it's going to be great. I can't wait to be able to get your story. The story that pulls down strongholds out into our community. So Pastor Sean, if you'd come on up, he's just going to play a little background music for us. And we're going to take the next few minutes. And I want you to fill out the survey. Okay? Go ahead and fill it out. Now, of course, if you're sitting here saying, there's no way I'm having anybody write my story, well, then just enjoy the music. Worship along. But if you want to see the power of your story change lives, then take the time to do this right now. Doesn't mean that your story will be chosen. We can only fit 7 in the book. But write yours out. Okay, begin to do that right now. You should have a pen with your bulletin, and go ahead and do that. And I just want to pray before we turn these in. And you can turn them in along with your connection card, so ushers be ready to serve us. Romans 10, 14 to 15 says this. How can they call on the one that they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how lovely are the feet of those who bring good news. We want to bring good news to the people of our community. We want to tell them our story of how God changed our life, how God changed your life. And in so doing, salvation is going to come to people. Because by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, the accuser is cast down. And victory and life is provided. It's an awesome thought. Let's pray together. God, I thank you for this morning. I thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. The beginning of 2017, the year of Love Does. That what we want to do is love people by telling them our story. We believe that love doesn't keep quiet, but that love says, this is what happened to me. It can happen to you too. This is the Jesus I know. You can know him too. This is the God who saved my life, and he can save yours too. We only know so many people, but in this book form, we can have our story taken all over the city, all over the county. Who knows where these books will end up? God, we pray your anointing right now on this process, on this first step. And I pray, God, that by your sovereign wisdom, that you would help us to choose the stories, to have them produced in such a way, Lord, that the lives of people will be changed in our city. I thank you for what you've done in the lives of these people. As I look across this amazing family, I know the stories of many. God, you are a miracle worker. I pray your anointing on this project, God. We give you the glory and the thanks in the name of Jesus, the strong Son of God. Everybody said, amen. Amen.